Philadelphia's Office for Reintegrating Ex-Offenders has a new executive director with a simple overarching vision: make the program more personal, people-centric. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, part of the reform effort has involved consulting those who've actually lived behind bars.
Aaron spent 5 years in prison after being convicted of aggravated assault. After getting out in 2012, he went to RISE, the city's little-known Office of Reintegration Services for ex-offenders. It wasn't a good experience.
It wasn't what I thought it was. You know, like, I thought it was job training and then job placement as well. And it was neither of those things.
Aaron, whose last name we're withholding to avoid undermining legal efforts to leave behind his criminal past, also walked away with a bad taste in his mouth because he thought the office lacked a personal touch.
It wasn't about the people, about helping people specifically. I felt like it was more, just like a robot type of thing. The best word I can use to explain it is just like a shell, you know, like it didn't really have any substance.
Joshua, another ex-offender, has also had his share of letdowns in life after prison, especially around finding employment, what's easily the top concern and biggest challenge for people with a record.
You could say, I could send a man any store, any place to try to get a job, but he has a felony, that's automatically a no-no. I know dudes that's very intelligent that can say everything. Once they see the felony, the door's closed.
So Aaron and Joshua are two members of the Reentry Think Tank, a group of people who have served time and now are pushing for people like them to have a say in the city's efforts to help ex-offenders. On a recent morning, they and about a dozen others sat in a circle of fold-out chairs with Cecily Bradford Jones, RISE's new executive director, to tell her how her program can be better, something people want to take advantage of. Bradford Jones knows there's room for improvement.
This isn't the water department or the sewer department where there is a thing that you do. I'm looking at RISE as the people that we help.
After spending nearly two decades in prison on a robbery conviction, Colwyn landed a job with a program run out of the city's court system that seeks to break the cycle of recidivism. He says one way RISE can serve people better is by talking to inmates about the services available to them before they're released, especially when that day is in the distance, when it doesn't seem real yet.
Don't get me wrong, it's good to have those the information boards around, but as a former state prison, I'm right past that. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to hear that.
And Colwyn says it's important for people who have sat in a jail cell to deliver that message.
Then at least people have a beacon of light at the end of the tunnel. You wouldn't be thrust back out into society.
Bradford Jones nods. It's one of the reforms she wants to make. Many are scribbled in one form or another on a big whiteboard inside her office above Spring Garden Street.
I haven't erased anything since last week. That's the scary part. I've only added things.
When it comes to jobs, Bradford Jones says she wants RISE to spend more time helping people get positions that feed their soul, not just their families, even if that can't happen right away. She says that could stop former inmates from returning to the streets, but also hopefully future generations from ever taking that path.
People do what they have to do for their families, but if we could tweak that and that mom and dad would then come home tired as hell still, but at least they have a good story to tell about work or something that happened to them or some enjoyment in their day, that will go a long way in kind of building up the idea that work is okay. Work is all right. Work is actually pretty good sometimes.
Bradford Jones also wants to add more caseworkers to her staff, more people who can have a deeper ongoing relationship with the people who come through RISE's doors. But Bradford Jones says it's on her office to make people want to come in. She says that all starts with the attitude her caseworkers, really everyone in the office, exude.
How I talk, how I act, how I sit, how I communicate with them is a reflection on them of how I feel about them. And if I'm slouching and don't care or popping gum or not giving you eye contact, you assume that I don't care.
And that would get in the way of helping. Life with a criminal past is often incredibly challenging and at times fragile. It's why keeping people from feeling discouraged is key. Aaron says RISE has to be a source of hope.
If it remains to be a shell, then that drives recidivism. You know what I mean? Like, that drives people, not necessarily like myself, but that drives returning citizens to try to go down other avenues because you get frustrated.
The number of people who have taken advantage of RISE's services has declined. It's half what it was in 2014. If Cecily Bradford Jones can turn it around, her next worry will be having enough resources to help turn more lives around. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.